is Peter Tobin introducing Lux Radio Theatre. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theatre presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. This week we bring you Night Was Our Friend, a gripping drama by Michael Pertwee. When the play opens, Sally Rayner has just been acquitted of the murder of her husband, Martin. The trial aroused tremendous interest because Sally made no effort to defend herself. She merely said, "I didn't do it," and refused to answer embarrassing questions such as, had she a lover? And to whom had she written a half-finished letter? Listen in a few moments to the story of what really happened on the night Martin died. Night Was Our Friend by Michael Pertwee has been produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Yoland Dottman and directed by Henry Diffenthal. And now, Act One of tonight's Lux Radio Theatre presentation, Night Was Our Friend.
The Minister of Food said he hoped to maintain the meat ration at its present level for some little time. At the Old Bailey today, Mrs. Sally June Rayner was found not guilty of the murder of her husband. The trial had caused widespread interest owing to Mrs. Rayner's persistent refusal to answer important questions from both prosecution and her own defending counsel. The jury were absent for over 4 hours before reaching their verdict. The weather will continue fair for the next few days over most parts of the country.
Is Sally back?
She is not, Dr. Glanville.
Where can she be?
I have no idea.
You seem displeased to see me, Mrs. Rayner, but frankly, I'm shocked to find you here.
This is my son's house.
It was, but he's dead, Mrs. Rayner.
Do you think I need reminding of that?
No. Not after the able manner in which you supported the case against your daughter-in-law.
It was my duty to answer the questions. Am I venomous because I tell the truth?
You were sincere enough, I have no doubt. But you were trying to prove Sally a murderess.
She is. She killed him.
In your eyes, Mrs. Rayner, Martin could do no wrong. That is the privilege of a mother. But you may as well know that I'm prepared to go to any lengths to prevent Sally's life being wrecked by this affair.
Do you think I enjoyed branding her as a murderess? Or to have every news rag in the country pestering us? You talk of wrecking her life. What of mine? What of Martin's? What of the months of hell he went through and he'd come back and die of poison like some unwanted animal?
Mrs. Rayner, Martin is dead and Sally is free. You cannot bring him back nor return her to prison. Those are inescapable facts.
So is the fact that you have been concealing the truth. From the first, you've known more than you admit. You know who her lover is.
Believe me, Mrs. Rayner, I've a world of sympathy for you, but I sincerely advise you to let the matter drop. I'm sure Martin would have wished it.
Martin? Oh, heaven. If she returns, you could tell her I am here. I only wish to see her for a few minutes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's you, Doctor. I heard voices and wondered if Madam had come back.
No, Kate. Where can she be?
Heaven knows. You never ought to have let her go off like that alone. Not after what she's been through.
Me? I had no choice. She just slipped away.
Well, I'm worried sick. What with her disappearing and that old vulture upstairs. And now those awful newspaper men hanging round.
That's only to be expected, I'm afraid. Are they still outside?
Only one, I think.
Ask him in.
I'll do no such thing. Once they're in, you never get them out.
You leave him to me.
Oh, well, then I'll take no responsibility.
I don't ask you to.
Is Doctor.
Ah, Dr. Glanville, isn't it?
Yeah, you recognize me.
Of course, the man who was good as told Mr. Justice Fanshawe that he was an ass and got away with it. My name's Cooper of the Echo.
Take a seat.
Thanks. I appreciate your inviting me in, Doctor, but you'll understand I'm more interested in a chat with Mrs. Rayner than with you.
Quite so. She isn't here.
Gone to see a friend, perhaps?
Perhaps.
A man friend, maybe? No answer, Doctor.
What is there to say? She's been tried and found not guilty.
I've covered dozens of murder trials, but never one like this. In all the others, the prisoners have fought like blazes for their life, but not Mrs. Rayner. She stands there looking like an angel and says, I didn't do it, and then calmly refuses to answer a single embarrassing question. Why?
Perhaps she's one of those rare people who feel that lying is incompatible with the taking of the oath.
Oh, think, Doctor. Wouldn't you lie to save your neck?
Probably, but I'm not Mrs. Rayner.
But if you were asked, did you have a lover, you'd either say yes or no. You wouldn't blandly refuse to answer at all. And women as attractive as she don't write letters to imaginary lovers. There seems to be no sense in it yet. I refuse to believe she's insane.
Thank you.
Sally.
Hello, Glan. Who are you?
I represent the Echo, Mrs. Rayner. I know the visit may seem ill-timed, but if you can spare a moment with me, I...
Well, what do you want to know?
Thank you. Mrs. Rayner, now that you're free and your innocence has been established, would you be prepared to say why you refused to answer so many questions and to whom that half-finished letter was written?
No, I'm not.
But what reasons can there be now to hide anything?
I have nothing to add. Good day.
Madam. Oh, you're back.
Hello, Kate. You can also say this is the first and last newspaper interview I'm prepared to give. From now on, I just want to be left alone. And I intend to be.
I understand. Good luck and congratulations.
You naughty girl. Where you been?
Get me some coffee, Kate, and something to eat.
Go up to bed. I'll bring it there.
No, not yet.
Oh, it won't be a jiffy. Oh, it's lovely to see you back.
Sally.
I'm all right. Bit of reaction, that's all. Oh, Glan, I'm terribly grateful for all you did to help.
Helping you comes as naturally to me as... Emily Rayner's bitterness is natural to her.
Yet you both think I'm guilty.
Have I said so?
No, but it's obvious. What else could you think?
Well, suppose you drink this and let me do some talking. When you came into this world the wrong way round, weighing about half as much as you should have, I saved your life. Maybe I helped to save it again in court. I don't want thanks, but I do want to be sure the effort wasn't in vain. Tell me this. Are you going to marry him?
Marry? Who?
The man you love. Who else?
I don't love anyone.
Yes, you do. And if he still wants you, grab him.
How dare you assume
that... It isn't an assumption. I know. In fact, I know a good deal more than you think
I do. No, you don't. You're guessing again. You're like the rest of them. Oh, leave the past alone, can't you?
It's the future I'm worrying about.
Then let me handle it.
Don't wreck it. Only a fool chucks away his winnings after a gamble as big as yours.
Oh, leave me alone. Leave me alone, Glan.
Where is she, Doctor? I brought some food. And Dr. Harper's here.
She's upstairs. Better take it to her there. Evening, Harper.
Glanville.
Shall I tell Mrs. Rayner that Dr. Harper's here?
Why not?
Very well.
If she doesn't want to see me, I'll understand.
So will I, Doctor.
I wonder if she will see me.
You'll soon know. But I'd say the moment was ill-chosen for a social call.
It isn't a social call.
What then? She's my patient, remember, not yours.
It's a personal matter.
To try to excuse your attitude at the trial?
Well, why should I have to? I gave certain evidence frankly, because any evasion would have been spotted at once. I'm not making excuses, but I honestly don't see what other course I could have taken. So long as Sally realizes that despite what I had to say, I never lost faith in her innocence.
Didn't you?
Not for a moment. I knew she was innocent. I still know she is. Do you hear?
I'm not deaf. No need to be so defiant about it.
At least you had the guts to show the court what you felt.
You told the truth. Nothing to be ashamed of in that.
Not the whole truth.
Oh. Don't tell me you know who her mysterious lover is.
Yes, I know him.
Sounds as if you don't like him very much.
Could you like a man who stands back and lets a woman take the rap?
She beat the rap, didn't she?
No thanks to him.
Oh, well, I'm off to the pub. Would you care to pick me up on your way back? I fear it may be one of the evenings when I shall find walking a trial. Before I go, tell me on what you base this firm belief in Sally's innocence.
On Sally herself.
Then take my advice, and when you see her, don't waste time in protestations of undying faith. Positive action speaks a bit louder than words.
Action? Such as?
Try telling her she's got to marry you, and refuse to take no for an answer.
Oh, wait, hi, come back. Sally.
Hello.
I can't believe it. Darling, how are you?
Oh, I suppose I should feel gay and grateful. But I'm just unutterably tired.
That's perfectly natural. As for being grateful, why? You were grudgingly acquitted of something you didn't do. Sally, you do believe I never lost faith in you, even though the evidence I had to give was unpleasant, to say the least.
Yes, John, I know.
Oh, thank heavens for that. I won't pretend there aren't things that puzzle me, but they don't matter. Now, you can sit tight and listen to your future plans. I've decided to sell my practice and take a job in Kenya. In a month, a fellow named Grant will take over here. Meanwhile, I've booked passages by air to Kenya on the 23rd for myself and my wife. So there isn't much left to do.
Except find a wife.
Do I have to look far?
Oh, John, it wasn't necessary to go to such lengths to prove your confidence. Well, it's very noble and very sweet, but I...
What is this?
I'm declining your offer.
You can't.
I'm free to do as I like.
But, darling...
I'm sorry, John. I can only say that I appreciate the feelings which...
And it blazes with that. Don't talk to me as if I was some patronizing aunt. There's no charity in this. I want you because I love you.
Don't shout about it.
Why not? I don't care if the whole of England knows.
And the whole of England is eagerly waiting for it. They're just waiting to pounce on it. And wherever we were, people would turn and say, there they go. She killed her husband. He was in it too, supplied the poison, no doubt. Fine lot of patience you'd get with that sort of talk around you. Oh, no, John. You're too young to hang a millstone round your neck. Go away and forget me. It's the only thing to do.
But why? Why?
Because I don't love you anymore.
You're lying. Look at me.
I do not love you. And I never want to see you again.
I don't accept a word of it. Love doesn't die just like that.
I can't explain. I don't know myself. Something has just died in me. The capacity for love, perhaps. Oh, now go away, please. I'm sorry for all the unhappiness I've caused you, but go away now before I cause you more.
No, my darling. You can't shake me off as easily as that. I've too good a memory, you see. The night Martin died, you started to write me a letter. The one which so intrigued everybody, from your mother-in-law to the director of public prosecutions. It intrigued me, too, because I still don't know the reason for it. But I still remember clearly the last few words it contained. Darling, you wrote, what I cannot say, perhaps I can attempt to write. Though nothing can ever change the love I have for you, I decided tonight to give to Martin. And there it ended.
Yes. It ended there. It was my goodbye.
Sally, I believe Martin found out about us that night. That you had a scene and then he went and killed himself because of
it. No, no. Oh, let me go. Will you let me go?
He killed himself and now you're filled with a sense of guilt. But you mustn't
be. Get out of here.
It's true. There isn't any other answer.
You're wrong. There is, but you're too blind to see it.
Out with it, then.
All right, then. I killed him just as they say I did. There's your answer. Now I hope you're satisfied.
Sally. Sally.
Yes, I killed him because there was no other way. Oh, There it is. Murder. Because of you. But I'm not the stuff that murderers are made of. I didn't reckon on a conscience. The moment I'd done it, I lost my head and telephoned you to come, but it was too late. And I still can't live with it, you see. If I could, I'd be lying in your arms instead of shuddering every time I look at you.
You wouldn't lie to me. You couldn't do that. Just to get rid of me. I love you so...
Oh, get out of here. Please get out.
I would never take no for an answer, would I? Maybe this will teach me.
John. John, don't blame yourself for anything ever. I had to tell you. There was no other way, but... If you knew what it's meant to destroy all that was most precious to me...
No, Sally. You destroyed that when you killed Martin. Goodbye.
Harper, Sally has confessed to you that she did kill Martin.
Just as they said she did.
And you were so sure of her innocence.
Well, what about you? Did you think she was guilty? Glanville, what do you think?
What do I think? I think of a night 18 months ago. Sally, excited, a little nervous. You should remember it too. It was the night that Martin came home. Where's Mrs. Rayner, Kate?
Oh, she was here a minute ago. In the garden, I shouldn't wonder.
When is Mr. Rayner expected?
Any time now. And worn out he'll be before he even gets here.
Oh, why?
He's meeting his mother in town and bringing her down here.
To stay?
To stay.
Oh, dear.
That's what I say.
She's a very admirable woman, Kate. Full of vitality, character, personality. And she gives me the willies.
Doctor, now that he's come back, he'll stay for good, won't he?
I hope so, but it's up to him.
If he doesn't, he won't find her waiting for him the next time.
Why do you say that?
If he wants to stay away 2 years flying aeroplanes in foreign parts, he should take her with him. It's safer. Oh, well, I'd better go and keep my eye on the front door.
Hello, Glan.
Sal.
I didn't know you were here.
Only just arrived. How are you feeling?
You know, I've got so used to thinking of Martin as dead that... Well, I still can't realize he'll walk in here today alive. Well, I'm desperately anxious to make a go of it this time, to get back to where we were, but we failed so miserably to settle down after the war that I can't help feeling scared.
And when you thought he had been killed?
Well, there was a sort of blank and a regret that we hadn't made more of each other.
Well, he's coming back now, Sally. Here's your chance. Grab it. Hard. I'll go.
Oh, no, stay, please.
Not likely. Good luck, Sally.
Dr. Harper, ma'am?
Forgive the call at this hour, but Kate said they hadn't arrived, so I thought I'd drop in.
Hello, John.
I've been telling myself all day that I should not come here tonight. The day Martin emerged from those forests alive, we decided to put the clock back. I think we both loyally adhered to that.
Yes, you've been wonderful.
No, I should have gone away weeks ago. But I'll do so now if you want me to.
Why should I?
Well, having an ex-lover around the corner can't be the happiest way of restarting a marriage.
Well, that depends on the circumstances. I'm not ashamed of what we did.
I'm glad to hear you say that. But I warn you, Sally, I'll always love you. I have to say it once. I'm afraid I haven't the same control over my emotions as you. He'd better make you happy this time, Sally.
He's arrived! He's arrived!
I'll hop it. Goodbye.
Goodbye, John.
Sal!
Martin! You're back!
Oh.
and forgotten just how lovely you were.
Oh, Martin, Well, there are so many things to say, and I can't think of anything. It's so silly. But now I'm going to cry, and I swore I wouldn't.
I'll be joining you any moment. We'll break down together and have a lovely cry.
No, I refuse. I know how you hate it.
Oh, what a memory.
Only 2 years, Martin. That isn't a lifetime.
Isn't it? It can be. The man that was. Am I an awful shock?
I never expected you to look half so well. You've hardly changed.
Oh, yes, I have. The man you knew is dead, Sal. Couldn't keep body and soul together, so his soul hopped off and left his body behind. That's me.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh. You'll have read it all. We flew miles off course, and a crash landed her bang in the jungle. How the four of us got out, I'll never know. I guess the others wish they hadn't now.
Were the people very cruel to you?
Local boys?
Yes.
They'd never seen a white face before. They couldn't make out whether we were gods or devils. That's why they didn't kill us, I suppose. So they put us to work in the daytime. And they cooped us up like hens at night. No books, no razors, no nothing but the sun and the heat and the hopelessness.
How did you get away?
We got away.
And the others, your friends, why?
The journey back killed them. One by one they went, Sal. The last one went 10 miles from safety. Only 10 miles, Sal, but I didn't know. How could I? How could I?
Darling, don't. Don't think about it. Em, how are you?
How are you, Sally? I've been discussing Martin's condition with Kate.
Condition? I'm not expecting a baby, Mother.
Well, isn't Martin looking splendid? Perfectly splendid.
Oh, Mother, for heaven's sake.
What's the matter, dear?
I look well. Good. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, look at you sitting there just as if you'd never been away.
Oh, hello, Kate.
But you want building up, that's certain.
Oh, I can see it looming up. You're going to offer me a nice cup of tea.
Would you like one?
Yes.
I'll make you a cup soon as I've got these bags upstairs.
Oh, better let me help you, Kate. They're heavy. Give me yours too, Mother.
You too.
Come on.
He's far from well. He must be treated with the utmost care.
He seems all right to me. A bit tired and nervy, but that's all.
He isn't all right. He must be taken in hand at once. And I think we should start by concealing the alcohol.
What?
He had a drink on the way down. It seems to excite him.
He can do with a little excitement, poor darling. I know from experience that telling Martin to do something is the finest way of never getting it done.
I don't agree.
Please, Em, take my advice and go easy with him. Don't try to force him.
Force him?
Yes, to start work in some office, for example. Give him time to get things into perspective.
Naturally, he'll want a holiday, but he mustn't be encouraged to loaf. A sedentary life can breed an unhealthy mind.
Yes, of course, but Martin had an adventurous war which unsettled him. What he's been through since the plane crash would have killed most men. Let's give him a chance to find his feet in his own good time.
Oh, I can do with a drink. Pour me one, will you, sir?
I don't think you should, dear.
I said I wanted a drink, Mother.
Very well, if you say so.
I did say so. Oh, thanks. It's just what I need. Turn off some of those lights, Sal. We seem to be floodlit in here.
Right.
Leave those windows open, Mother.
Well, it's getting chilly, dear.
I said leave them open.
You've forgotten our climate, you know. It can be most treacherous after the tropics. I remember...
Will you stop arguing with every blasted thing I say?
Well, I think I'll go up. You should go to bed yourself soon.
Good night. And I'm sorry I'm not more tractable to a mother's prayer.
Good night, Sally.
Good night, Em. Sleep well.
Oh, poor old Mother. Are you angry with me, Sal?
Furious.
You've changed.
Have I?
Yes. So much older and wiser than you were.
I am older. 2 years older.
Oh, not in looks. In other ways.
Well, I've grown up, I suppose. It's about time.
It's about time I did, anyway. Tell me, Sal, when you thought I was killed, what did you feel?
Rather dead myself, I think.
Unhappy?
Martin, of course. What a question.
Oh, I can't help being interested in your reactions to my death. Not many men are privileged to learn such things. So long to come back to you. And in some ways, I dreaded it. When I came in just now, I hardly dared look at your eyes for fear of seeing it. Half ashamed, half pitying look of a woman.
You needn't worry, Martin.
If you had left me or fallen in love with someone else, it would have knocked me sideways, but I'd have understood, Sal.
Martin, there is one thing you ought to know. In a sense, I lied just now.
I've heard enough, and I've asked more than I had any right to.
No, I'd rather tell you, please. There was another man. I've known him for some time, but... Well, nothing happened until I thought you were dead.
Was it serious?
Yes.
You said was.
It ended the day I heard you were alive.
Oh, thank you, Sal. You needn't have told me.
I feel happier now that I have.
Do I know him?
No. Well, shall we go to bed? It'll be a hectic day of well-wishing callers tomorrow.
I don't want to see them. I hate people.
Well, you'll have to be patient for a day or two. Are you coming?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, switch off the light and shut the windows. That used to be your job, and now it's yours again. I'm sick of doing it.
Sal! Sal!
Yes?
I can't sleep with you.
Why not?
Please try to understand it. It'll be all right. I'm sure it will, but not yet. I'm restless. I can't sleep. I'll just keep you awake.
I don't mind. You can be as restless as you like. I don't care how much noise you make or how little you sleep. I just want to be with you. Near you.
Don't insist. It's no good. Just do as I say. Do as I say, will you?
Very well. What do you suggest?
The old sunroom, is it still open?
Yes, but...
Well, that'll do. Make up something in there. Anything will do.
But it's so drafty and dirty.
Who cares? I like drafts. It's walls I can't get used to.
Well, it's a lovely warm night anyway.
Every night is lovely. I only begin to live at night. You don't understand, do you? No one does. No one ever can until desperation has driven them to look on every sunrise as a nightmare. Virgil wasn't only a poet. He was a prophet when he wrote, "Night was our friend. Our leader was despair." That could have been my motto, too. My friend, the night, hiding the filthy, burning miseries of the day under her soft black cloak. Once you learn her secrets, you needn't be afraid of her. You become part of her. One of the shadows. One of her thousand eyes.
I love the night.
I didn't hear you arrive.
No, my dear.
Glan, be careful how you deal with him. If he suspects I've asked you to talk, he'll fly off the handle. Oh, I've kept hoping that he'd settle down, but he doesn't. It's like living with a ghost. Oh, hello, you two.
Hello, Sally.
I wonder if there'll be a hatch of fly on the stream tonight.
Should be.
Well, let's have a look. If anything's moving, we might take a rod down. Are you coming? Do you mind, darling?
Go ahead. Aren't you two coming?
Not I, but you go, Martin. Don't stay behind because of me.
I don't want to go. I'll stay with Uncle Glan and listen to a bedtime story.
Well, come along then, John. Maybe we'll be lucky tonight.
Alone at last. The old family physician can now start to talk.
Not a bad idea, since you suggested it. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You feel that locking yourself up all day is perfectly natural.
I don't lock myself up all day. I'm not very sociable, that's all.
What's the trouble? Out with it. You've tried to get over it on your own, but you've failed. How about letting someone else have a go? You can't sleep at night, is that it? I can give you something. But there are conditions attached to this prescription. First, you're not to have charge of the pills. Sally will keep them under lock and key.
I'm not a child.
I'm sorry, old boy. Doctor's orders. She'll give you one before you go to bed. Talking of not sleeping reminds me of a queer case I came across the other day. A fellow got a frightful crack over the head, suffered blazes with pain for more than 2 years, couldn't sleep. I went to half a dozen specialists to see whether there was pressure on the brain, anything of that kind. But it was no good. Then one day, someone had the idea of sending him to a psychoanalyst. Yes. Sounds idiotic, doesn't it? But after a half dozen visits, he was cured. The pain was purely the result of acute...
You're wasting your time.
Eh?
There's nothing wrong with my brain. I'm as sane as you are.
Poor boy. Hello, Sal. I was just off.
Where's Martin?
In there. We had a bit of a chat about his sleeplessness, and he said he'd give some tablets of mine a trial. Yes, here they are. Got anywhere to keep them locked?
Why? Are they dangerous?
Yes, they are. One a night and no more under any circumstances. Where'll you keep them?
Oh, the safe. That's the only place.
Oh, well, I'll say good night. I've got a date at the local.
Good night, Lan. Shall I see you tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be by for a chat. Good night.
Oh, Sally, this can't go on.
Can't it?
If Martin's ill, it's his duty to himself and to you to get himself right. Now, I'm prepared to help in every way he'll let me, but I'll not stand aside and see your life wrecked. Good night, Sally.
I don't know whether that fresh air did me good or not.
You look wonderful.
I feel it. For 6 hours, I haven't given this place a thought. Now, here I am again.
Yes, here you are.
Back to Earth.
How long are you going to stick it, Sally?
Don't let's spoil a lovely evening by discussing it now.
I'm not allowing you to spoil a lovely life. Oh, my darling.
John.
Sally, I love you so much that...
Glan.
What the devil are you doing here at this hour?
Looking for you. You'd better nip in your car and go to the Bull's cottage at Coombe Ridge.
Has old Mother Bull had one of her turns?
No, but someone's had a shot at murdering her son.
What?
Oh.
Nearly choked the life out of him. It would have done, too, if the lad hadn't broken free and fallen into the river.
Yes, well, I'll get along. Good night, Sally.
Good night, John.
Sally, I want to speak to Martin.
To Martin? Now?
Yes, now.
He'll be asleep. It seems unfair to wake him.
I'm sorry, Sally. Wake him, please.
But he keeps his door locked.
Try this key.
This won't be any good if it's yours.
Have a shot. You never know.
Funny.
Go and wake him.
Where did you get that key?
I found it. Wake Martin and bring him here, please.
Well, he's sleeping so soundly,
I haven't the heart to disturb him. Come round in the morning.
Not there, is he?
No. He's not there.
Why did you lie?
Because
you put two and two together and didn't like the result. Nor do I. Sit down, listen to me. Martin's wandering about. I've heard he wanders about at night. And someone has been brutally attacked. I started to suspect something several weeks ago. By a million to one chance, I found that key on the path, 10 yards from the spot where Bull was attacked. I should have given it to the police, but I didn't.
If it was Martin, if what you say is true, it means he's mad, doesn't it?
Whoever attacked that man was insane at the time.
Oh, Glenn, what am I to do?
We've got to get him to enter hospital as a voluntary patient. There, we'll get the consulting psychiatrist to certify him, and that'll protect him.
Certify him? It means locking him up.
Oh, blast it, Sally. That's inevitable. The sole choice is between criminal detention or a place and treatment of our own choosing, for as long as may be needed to find a cure.
Leave him to me.
Oh, no. I'm staying right here. You may be dealing with a homicidal maniac.
You're not to worry, Glenn. If I thought for a moment he'd hurt me, I'd let you stay, but he won't.
Very well. I'll go to the pub and wait. Phone me if you need me. I'll be around in 2 minutes.
I will, I promise. Now go.
Heaven knows why you should have to endure all this. And be careful. Good night, my dear.
Good night, Glenn. Are you looking for this, Martin?
What are you doing here?
Waiting for you. You must have dropped this key.
Give it to me.
Not yet. First, we must talk.
I don't want to. Leave me alone.
We must, darling. Don't be frightened, but we have to talk together. Martin, the man you attacked tonight is in a bad way.
I didn't attack anyone. Oh, Sal. Sal, I'm so frightened.
Martin, I want you to tell me everything right from the beginning. You must trust me.
But I've purposely not talked about it. I didn't want to sicken you. See, no one can ever realize the horror of that captivity. On the very first day, it filled me with such desperation that I nearly killed myself there and then. Day after day of burning sun and damp, steaming heat. Only at night was there any peace. At night, they slept. But at night, every night, planned and plotted our escape. We built a tunnel from the hut into the undergrowth in the outskirts of the village. 6 months that took. But that was only our beginning. There were 500 miles of forest between us and the coast. We had to have a boat. It was our only chance. But the boats were guarded night and day by the little devils with eyes in the backs of their heads and ears which picked up sounds like animals. They had to be dealt with first. So every night, two of us slipped out into the jungle. We played a little game. Tracking each other. 3 months we tracked each other until we could glide like shadows. And then the night killing night. Through the tunnel, 4 shadows silently down to the river, inch by inch. Nearer, nearer. The brown back turned towards you. The sound of his breathing. Your hand round his neck with the other over his mouth. A quick jerk and a snap when the neck goes.
Martin.
And you feel suddenly scared and shaky and excited and full of power all mixed up together. 6 of them were killed. All without a sound. Then into the boat and away down the river. Free, we said. We're free. And the boat hit a rock on the second day. We had to swim ashore. And Bill was bitten by a snake as we landed and died on the bank, doubled up in knots. James caught some fever 10 days later and died in the night. For 2 weeks, Joe and I went on together. But his legs packed up. They swelled up like balloons until he screamed out with every step he took. He knew he'd never make it. He knew he was dying, but he wouldn't give up. He wouldn't die, Sal. So I killed him. I crept up behind him as we'd practiced. And I broke his neck. We were 10 miles from safety, Sal. 10 miles. But I didn't know. How could I know?
My poor darling. Why didn't you tell me this before?
I was afraid. I wanted to forget, but Sal, it haunts me. It never stops. Every night. Now, I still have to walk at night, you see. Tonight, that man startled me, that's all. I didn't want to hurt him. I just wanted to get away. I didn't break his neck. I could have done, but I didn't. Oh, it'll never happen again, Sal. Perhaps now I've told you I shan't want to anymore. Don't give me up for hopeless, Sal. Please. I'm not mad. I'm just twisted somewhere.
Martin, come to London with me now. We'll go to see a friend of Glan's.
A doctor?
Yes. He's a doctor. You'll have to be as frank with him as you've been with me. Tell him all you know, what you've done, and why you do these things. And then...
And then?
Well, he'll give you a medical certificate saying you need supervision.
Supervision?
Care, nursing, attention.
Certify me, that's what you mean, isn't it?
Martin, think. Think, it's your only chance.
Sal, you couldn't let this happen to me. You tell me to think, but think yourself. Think what it means. Back to that hell again. Now you'll let me be punished for what that did to me. You couldn't be so cruel. Don't destroy me, Sal. There must be another way.
Yes. Yes, you're right. You've persuaded me. I can never let them have you now. I should have realized from the first just how inhuman it would be. Go to bed, my darling. I'll bring you something that will give you sleep. I've got to do it. The only way. John. Oh, John, come quickly.
Why did you try to kill me?
Martin. Did you drink it?
No, I did not.
Thank heavens. I thought you had.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I cottoned on, you see. I came back to tell you something, and I got a preview of the whole plan in operation. I nearly spoiled it then and there, but I decided to wait a bit and see.
Oh, Martin, please let me speak.
Go ahead, deny it.
I don't deny it. I admit it all. I love him, and I tried to kill you, yes. But that wasn't the reason. I thought it was the only way for you. I only rang him to come and try and save you because I couldn't bear the thought of what I'd done.
Quick thinking, congratulations.
All right, don't believe me. What do I care? But do you really think I'd risk my neck to kill you for another man? I could have left you any day I wanted, now or 2 years ago. I loved him then. But I loved you too in my way, and I thought you needed me. I've desperately wanted to help you, Martin, but you've never let me. And what did you give me in return? Locked doors and a haunted creature who loves the night and wanders abroad with murder in his heart. I couldn't see you suffering anymore, so This was my answer. Now you tell me yours. I'm through.
Oh, Sal. Oh, my poor little Sal. I said I loved you. But if I'd hated you, I couldn't have treated you worse. Strange. I suddenly feel so calm inside. So you're in love with Harper. I never guessed.
The future's yours, Martin. Whatever it may be.
You've ended the nightmare. The night won't tempt me anymore. Don't let's think anymore tonight. I first want to sleep.
Have faith, Martin. We'll make it somehow. Sleep well, my darling.
I shall. I've never been so tired.
But it can't have been nothing. You sounded quite hysterical. And then when the line went dead,
I'll explain it all tomorrow. I'm writing to you.
Writing to me? Why? I'm here.
What I have to say is easier to write, that's all. Good night, John.
But look here, Sally.
Good night, John.
Oh, Dr. Harper, thank heaven you're here. It's Martin. I can't wake him. He's unconscious. Please come.
Yes, of course, Mrs. Wren.
Oh, Glan, if anything happens, if he dies, please let his past die with him. Don't let them know what he did.
What are you talking about? Why should he die?
Promise me, Glan. Don't let them drag his name through the mud. He suffered so much.
All right. But you've got to explain.
Oh, why did I do it? Why did I let him go?
Sally, those drugs. You didn't let him...
Yes, she did, Dr. Glanville. There's the empty bottle over there.
I must go to him.
You tried to kill him.
Em, you're wrong.
I heard what he said. I heard him accusing
you. No, you don't understand.
How did he get the tablets, then? You had charge of them. You locked them in the safe. You had the key. Where is it now?
I have it here, but...
That's all I want to know.
Oh, Glan, how is he?
He's in a bad way.
Can I go up to him?
I shouldn't, just at the moment. This letter was beside the bed, addressed to you. It may help to explain things. You'd better read it, hadn't you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Well, does it help?
No.
Look here, Sally. We must know how Martin got those tablets.
I can tell you. She gave them to him.
Don't talk nonsense, Mrs. Rayner.
I know what I'm saying. There's the bottle, empty. You brought it this morning, full. You saw her lock it in the safe. Only she has the key. She has it still. I heard him accusing her.
Why on earth should he accuse her? She hasn't done anything.
She's in love with another man, and Martin discovered it. I found this half-finished letter on the writing desk. Darling, what I cannot say, perhaps I can attempt to write. Though nothing can ever change the love I have for you, I decided tonight to give to Martin... Give what to Martin? Poison? Who was this to?
Now listen, both of you. We'll get nowhere making these wild accusations. You'd better tell us the truth, Sally.
I'll not say anything till I know how Martin is.
Oh, Dr. Harper!
I'm sorry, Sally.
Martin?
It was his heart. Couldn't take the strain. No pain.
Oh, Martin.
Just a moment. Unless you explain what has happened, I shall telephone the police.
Police? What is this?
I didn't kill him.
That isn't enough. You telephoned for Dr. Harper to come before anyone apparently knew Martin was ill. Why? Martin accused you of trying to kill him. Why? The bottle you had charge of is empty, but the safe is locked and you have the key. How did Martin get the tablets? You started to write a letter. To whom? If it wasn't a lover, who was it? Answer these questions now or I shall call the police.
I didn't kill him.
Hello? Police? I'm speaking from Highley at Coombe. Please send someone round at once. Mr. Martin Rayner is dead. And I have reason to fear that he was murdered.
Well, so much for the past, Harper. Now, after protesting her innocence for 18 months, she confesses to killing Martin.
And sends me away.
Well, you know what to do now. You'd better get along and I'll walk across and have a word with Sally.
Oh, hello, Glenn.
Sally, I've something to say to you. Something important. But first, why did you tell John Harper that you murdered Martin?
Because I did.
I want the truth. You tried to kill him, but you failed. I know that Martin killed himself, and I know why. Because I read the letter that he wrote to you before he died.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Yes. You threw it on the fire, but I saw what you were doing and pulled it out. I know its pathetic contents, word for word. My darling, he wrote, I realize that the course you tried to take is the only one for me. I know what an agony the decision to kill me must have been to you. Now, of my own free will, I will follow the road that you have shown. Only in death is there any peace. Tell John Harper that I don't begrudge you to him. You have my love and my humble apologies for being as I was. Martin. That was the sanest thing he could have done, Sally.
But I drove him to do it. You'll never understand how it feels to have a weight like this on your mind, gnawing at you night and day until nothing else is there. And you wish you were dead yourself.
With this guilt complex of yours, you've been determined at all costs not to embroil anyone else, John Harper in particular. That's why you tried to destroy the letter with his name in it.
I was defending myself, too. The publication of that letter would have brought out my attempt at murder.
You still love Harper?
Too much to wreck his life.
So you wreck his peace of mind instead?
How else could I get rid of him?
Push him over a cliff. That would have been kinder. Oh, heavens, girl. Think of the mental effect your confession would have had on him if he'd continued to believe it.
Continued? Did you tell him?
Of course I told him. I gave him Martin's letter to read. And he's given you exactly 2 minutes to join him outside.
Oh, send him away, Glenn. Send him away at once.
He'll go of his own accord if you don't go out to him.
Where to?
To London. You've got 2 minutes to go.
What's he going to do in London?
Deliver the contents of Martin's letter to every daily newspaper of any consequence.
What? He can't do that.
He can and will. So, there's your choice, Sally. He has a wedding license in one pocket and a copy of the letter in the other. Either you marry him quietly and try to live down any gossip there might be, or you don't, and at least have the satisfaction that the whole truth is known to the general public.
Oh, Glenn, I can never repay you. I can never repay you. I love you. Goodbye, Glenn. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sal. Good luck.
In tonight's presentation of Michael Pertwee's Night Was Our Friend, the parts of Sally and Martin Rayner were played by Merle Wayne and Douglas Bristow, with Ian Calder as Dr. Glanville, Don McCorkindale as John Harper, and Dacia Chalsty as Emily Rayner. Others in the cast were John Simpson and Jeppy Milton. Night Was Our Friend was produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Yoland Dottman and directed by Henry Diffenthal.